Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, from IFTA nominee to BAFTA nominee, nominated for Best Female Performance in a Comedy is Roisin Gallagher. Good afternoon, Roisin.
Good afternoon. How good, are you?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. Here, that was that's going to be a hard act to follow.
Yeah. Well, you're the headline act, Roisin. He was just supporting you. He's in a supporting role.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Listen, we watched Lovers at Home. I really enjoyed it. You're brilliant in it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's a sort of bit of the Derry Girls effect, isn't it? That people are saying, oh, right, they have a sense of humour over in the north of Ireland. Let's go over there and make some rom-coms and comedies.
Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know, the writers obviously being from the place itself, just having that voice recognised and it going to far-flung places has been amazing.
Yeah. And there was a good bit of acting involved because you're from, I better get this right, which side of Belfast are you from?
So I am from West Belfast.
Catholic.
Yes.
And your character in Lovers?
Is from East Belfast.
Protestant.
Generally speaking, yes.
Generally speaking. But both you and the character are from a working class background.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in doing it then, that it, because you were born in 1987, so you're sort of lived through peace in the main, haven't you?
In the main, thank God, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have, yeah.
So did you have to explore that sectarianism that, you know, is thankfully mainly historical, although there's still echoes of it?
I think there's something ingrained. There's something in the DNA. I don't know. It's conflict, I think, in any country, and I'm sure much more articulate and clever people would be able to say this better than I can, but there's something about a residue that's left over from any sort of conflict that I think you can't avoid. Mm. It's a part of you, and there's stories and there's evidence and it's affected, you know, it's had an impact on my life. It had an impact on the character Janet's life in different ways, but it still is there. I think there's something really important in honouring a history of a place in order to help the progression of it, I suppose, and the moving on of it, you know. And of course, we've had an awful lot of stories about that. Something for me about David Ireland's writing is that it's about the progress and it's about the future just as much as it is about the past.
Like Lisa McGee's, I suppose, although it was set in the past, but it just, it shows it in a sort of comedic light, although there's loads of poignancy in it as well. I'm talking about Derry Girls. So that's done immeasurable, I think, good, hasn't it?
I think so. I know the effect it had on me watching the last episode of that. I was actually on an airplane and I was... Do you know, for the first time ever, I understood what it was. I understood what the peace process was. Uh-huh. Watching that, and I was a mess. I was just crying away. Those poor people beside me, probably like, is she all right?
Yeah, it's
7 in the morning, and I'm just blubbering, watching this thing, understanding the impact that it had. You know, for the first time. So it's very powerful.
She's very talented. That Lisa McGee one.
Oh, she is. We've got loads of talent. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you worked with her? Would you like to work with her?
I haven't worked with her. I'd love to work with her. The research call I had yesterday. Now the lady, I asked the lady, could she hook me up, because she was asking about that as well. I'm not letting her off the hook.
I do have her number in my phone.
I'm going to send her a message there.
Well, she'll know of you, of course, because you're not only lead as Janet in Lovers, you're also lead as Shiv in The Dry, which is second season, coming soon to RTE. It's been on ITVX already. Got a 5-star review in The Guardian. A brilliant piece of work written by Nancy Harris, and you're brilliant in it. There's a great ensemble cast, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It is really a collaborative ensemble piece, absolutely. Kieran Hines, Paul Boyd, Siobhan Cullen, Adam Richardson, Mo Dunford, Sam Keeley, who joins us for the second series, which is going to be coming out shortly on RTE. So Michael McElhattan we'll see as another addition to the clan. So it is absolutely, yeah, a great strong ensemble.
We're steeped in Ireland with talent, because I didn't get to mention it to Pierce Brosnan, my new friend, the last Rifleman, Ian McElhinney, and Tara Lynn O'Neill, both from Derry Girls, are there in it as well and do great turns.
They're fantastic.
I was reading an interview with Róisín Ingle, and what caught my attention was the fact that you interviewed your late dad, and you then wrote a play, Natural Disaster, from the recordings. Why, when, how?
That was that first question now is a good one. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Pierce said something there when he was speaking about the, let me get this right, there was something about the necessity. I think he was talking about the necessity of the work. And I wrote, I hadn't really considered myself a writer as such, certainly scribbled or doodled or, you know, penned little snippets of things, but never really thought of form or a beginning, a middle and an end, or certainly, you know, a whole play. I had just had my first child at the time. He was 6 weeks old, and we got a diagnosis for dad, and I just didn't know what to do with it, and I kept, this question kept coming up of what do you want to save, what do you want to always remember, what are you really afraid of forgetting about this person? And for daddy it was his voice. He had an incredible way of telling stories. He was a big country man from Tyrone, could listen to him all day. He was very, very funny. He had great insight in things, and he was incredibly gracious and patient with me. I just said, can I record some of your stories, and I'd really like to write about them, and without saying it, we both knew why that was, and without having to really have that conversation, he said, yes, go on ahead, and that's what I did, and out of that came Natural Disaster.
That's lovely. And do you go back and listen to them, the recordings?
Do you know, I've never listened to them.
Have you not?
I have them sitting. No, I have never went back. I performed the show 3 times in the Mac Theatre in Belfast. I worked with the incredible Tinderbox Theatre Company, who are just amazing at supporting young, emerging playwrights and theatre makers. And they gave me so much support and really, really held my hand through that process. And I did 3 shows and that was where it was de-end. I know I always have it,
yes,
and I think
they're there.
Very precious. But
when your children are a bit older, they might appreciate hearing granddad's voice as well.
Well, that's the thing, because my eldest boy, Donal, you can hear him in the background with a lot of it. He was with me the whole time, you know, so you can hear him sort of laughing and giving off at some stages, and that might be nice for him.
Listen, lovely chatting. If you're ever in Dublin, come in and say hello. Róisín Gallagher is the star of The Dry Season 2. She was the star of the Dry Season 1 as well, but The Dry Season 2 is coming to RTÉ shortly. And good luck with the BAFTA TV Award, nominated for Female Performance, Best Female Performance in a Comedy for Lovers. Lovely talking to you, Róisín. Mind yourself.
You too. Thanks very much. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTÉ Radio 1.